Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. On this Monday morning, I greet you all with the grace, the joy, and the peace of a God who is ever faithful, and a Christ who loves us unconditionally, and the Holy Spirit that guides us. Happy day 13 as we journey on this 13th day of our 40 days of consecrated prayer and fasting. I greet you all this morning, thankful to God for another day that the Lord has made, and thankful to God for this another day. The Lord has called us to consecrate ourselves to put the Lord first. Right about now, if you're like me, it's getting a little bit tough. If I could be honest with you, if I've ever wanted some sausage and eggs and or pancakes, it's right now, this morning. And I'm so grateful to God that we start this morning in prayer because that's where we find our power. That's where we find our strength to be committed to what the Lord has called us to do. Remember, God never calls you to anything that you aren't able to achieve and accomplish. But God does call you to those things which require you to learn wholly, to lean wholly on His strength and His power through prayer. If you don't have to pray your way through it, it may not be everything God has called you to. This morning, on this 13th day, on this Monday, I greet you. I greet all of you. And I'm grateful to God for all of our partners in Reset who are joining us that we might continue to change the world in which we live. Won't you bow with me now to get ready to go to God in prayer? I'm going to encourage you, if you will, to focus on Psalms 107 this morning. The 107th chapter of Psalms is where the Lord led me and where I've been reading. The psalmist reminds us to give thanks unto the Lord and then goes through this exhaustive list of everything the Lord has done. As you read Psalms 107, my prayer today for Thanksgiving is that the Lord will remind you of all the exhaustive things God has done for you, all the things God has worked out in your life, all the times God has brought you through situations and circumstances. The psalmist lists this that we might reach a place of trust in God. Reminding ourselves that God has never failed us, that God has never truly let you down, that even when things didn't go the way you thought they should or the way you thought they would, God has yet been faithful, and that there's always a reason to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, that men and women, oh, the men and women would praise the name of the Lord. Won't you bow with me this morning? Let's spend a moment in thanksgiving in our prayer today. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, here we are on Monday morning. And I want to first of all, Lord, thank you for another day that you have made. Gracious Lord and Father God, thank you for waking us up in spite of how much we have failed and fallen. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you, oh God, for being faithful, even when we were not. Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, thank you, oh God, for this day that brand new mercies have met us. And now, oh Lord, we seek to make certain that we put you first in all the ways we say, in all that we do, and all that we think. You know, God, that we are seeking you, seeking your face, oh Lord. We seek your voice, and we're seeking your will. We are learning to love you with all our hearts, all our souls, all our mind, with all of our strength. To make certain, Lord, that we love you as a priority. To make certain, Lord, that we love you, oh God, with exclusivity, and that we love you in totality. Gracious Lord and Father God, that you have all of us that we lay before you. I thank you, gracious, loving Father God, as we continue to make this journey praying and fasting. Some of us on this line this morning, Lord, have already experienced the power of the Holy Spirit to bring us through, to change our minds, to change our lives, to consecrate our hearts. Oh, gracious, loving Father God, today as we come, we want to begin by just thanking you for all the many things that you've done, Lord. The list is so long. And today we repent, Lord, Heavenly Father God, of all the times we complained and failed to be thankful for the things that you continue to do every day in our lives. For the little things, oh gracious Lord, thank you that you worked it out. Thank you, Lord, for the mercies that we took for granted every day. Thank you, Lord, for the protection that you've given us while we were traveling. Oh, gracious loving Father God, I pray today, oh God, for traveling mercies. Today, I pray that your grace and mercy will cover those who are traveling. Keep them safe and sound. May they, gracious loving Father God, give you thanks when the plane lands. We thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, for the nourishment you grant us. Even though our diets have changed and we are withdrawing and restraining from certain foods, oh Lord, we still have food to eat and we thank you. And for that, Lord, we are grateful and thankful. I thank you this morning, God, for those you've called into our lives, those partners, that family, those faithful friends, those, God, Heavenly Father God, who love us and share it with us, who make our lives better. A friend of mine once said that. That when God wants to bless you, God doesn't send things, God sends people. Today, I'm going to challenge you to make a list of about five people that you know God has sent into your life that God uses to bless you, that God uses to convict you and challenge you, that God uses to motivate you, that God uses to give you wise counsel, that God uses to pray with you and for you. Today, gracious loving Father God, I want to thank you for the people that you've sent into our lives. Oh, gracious loving Father God, today I want to thank you for the mountains you've brought us over. Thank you, loving Father God, for the challenges we've had to face and how you, oh Heavenly Father God, how you continue to guide us and strengthen us. Gracious loving Father God, please grant us this wisdom. We've got so many decisions to make, so many things, oh Lord, that we've got to do that affect others in our lives. Remember today, brothers and sisters, that God has given you the stewardship of your witness and your influence in Jesus. That God expects your life to touch, change, and transform someone else's life. God, thank you for that influence. Gracious loving Father God, thank you for the positions you put us in. Thank you, gracious loving Father God, for the opportunity we have to touch and transform lives around us. Thank you, Lord. Today I pray that we be a good steward of all those opportunities that you grant to us. Lord, that we might, even in every situation, live out the love of Jesus the Christ, that someone can see how we operate, that someone can see how we live, that someone can see how we choose to walk and see that the love of Christ guides us every day. Family, there was a saying that was real popular years ago. I don't know how many of you might remember this. The question was, what would Jesus do? And this is such a critical question that we must ask in every moment that we face an action. The action I'm about to take is that what Jesus would do? It is such a critical question that we must ask in every moment that we face. The words I'm about to speak, what would Jesus say? What I'm about to do with this brother or this sister as I engage them, is that how Jesus would engage them? Gracious loving Father God, I come before you asking now that you would allow our heart's desire and our mind to always focus on looking, living, speaking, and treating people like Jesus would. I thank you, oh gracious loving Father God, for this day 13. I thank you, gracious loving Father God, that there are 12 days behind us. Now we need to shrink, Lord. It's getting a little bit tougher. We need your strength. We're getting ready to go into week three. We need your help, gracious loving Father God, to make it through today. Today, oh Lord, we ask God to govern, ask you to govern us, to make us committed in those moments where we feel weak. Strengthen us in those moments, oh God, where we are tempted. Allow us to see a greater victory in those moments, gracious loving Father God. When this becomes rough, be what you've always been, the burden bearer of our lives. How we love you. And we thank you, oh God, for this day that you called us to. Now may the joy and the thanksgiving we carry with us into this moment, this movement of consecrating ourselves, of connecting with you, of praying for others around us, that our eyes might see you. Lord, David declared that I would have lost heart if I didn't believe I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's my prayer this morning, gracious loving Father God, that we would see your goodness in the land of the living, Lord. That we would experience your grace and mercy and your love and response We would give you thanks. So, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, on this Monday, walk with us, be with us, guide us, that we might come to the end of this day, knowing that we've experienced more victory today than we did yesterday. This is the prayer of the righteous to come before you on this Monday morning, giving you thanks, asking you, gracious Lord and Father God, to guide us now. And all your folks on the prayer line this morning, starting Monday, simply started Monday simply by saying, Amen, Amen, and Amen. Beloved, happy day 13 of Reset. I'm so grateful to God for the opportunity to partner with each and every single one of you. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. Let's find victory today. Let's live out the love of Jesus Christ today. Let's walk in thanksgiving today as we rejoice in the God of our salvation. Listen, you know, the prayers are recorded, so you can come back and share them with others. And I look forward to being here with you all tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time as we come together for day 14. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day. I'll catch you tomorrow morning.